Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So right after the Knicks beat the Chicago Bulls yesterday, and it was a gutty-gritty effort, even though it looked like Josh Hart was giving the game away with that turnover late. But it was a gutty-gritty win, and everybody at Madison Square Garden wanted to see the Knicks win. I totally respect that. I quickly put out a poll. Who do you want to play? Because now we are down to two. The Philadelphia 76ers or the Miami Heat? The Philadelphia 76ers are a franchise that has not played the Knicks in the postseason in my lifetime. Last time they played them was 1989. I was five. I had no idea what was going on. And then they played in 83, 78, and 68. So their history in the postseason, Tiki, does not have a lot of cross sections.
No, it doesn't.
But then,
not that it would be relevant, but still.
It would only be relevant in terms of, like, history. Because I do think, here's where I think history matters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my specific reason. I think a big part of why most Knicks fans don't want to play Miami, even though I think basketball-wise, you should not want to play Philly, is because of
history. You're right.
Not just the
Especially immediate history.
Immediate history, but just history in general. Like, and so when I saw the poll results, I wasn't fully surprised, even though I respectfully disagree with it, where 55% of Knicks fans said they'd prefer to play Philly and 45% prefer to say and play Miami. I look at it as a recency bias, almost a fear of what happened last year. And not even last year, like for any Knicks fan who is of my age, of Loogie's age, the Miami Heat are probably the team you hate the most because you've seen them so many times in the playoffs.
True. But I think also last year was just a special run by Miami. Sometimes those things just happen. I mean, they lost the first play-in game. Like, they were a game away from being done.
I know.
They were actually basically a quarter away from being done. And then they just went on this ridiculous run that took them all the way to the NBA Finals. So it's like you just caught them at the wrong time.
I agree.
Right? And I don't know if that team is this team this year. Well, it could. The same thing could happen, obviously, because they could lose to the 76ers and then be forced to a win and in scenario in the back end of the play-in, and then ultimately make that same run by taking on Boston again, right? Mm-hmm. So clearly it could happen again, but last year just felt special for Miami.
Well, you know what's also really, really different? I'm going to give you the most simplistic reason on why not only would I rather play Miami, but Knicks fans, I think you're going to smoke Miami. I think you will beat them easily in the first round of the postseason. Hmm. If the Knicks had this team and these shooters on this team a year ago, they would have beat Miami without a problem a year ago. This is a much better Knicks team.
Yeah, there's no
doubt.
The
way they're built.
And defensively, too.
No, all the way around. And what's so kind of crazy about the Knicks, not just that playoff series against Miami last year. Let's go to opening night. Start of this NBA season. Remember opening night, guys?
No.
They played the Boston Celtics. They lost by 4 points that night. Do you realize that 4/5 of the opening night starting lineup is not in the starting lineup anymore?
Wow.
It's a completely different team.
That's why. I mean,
Quentin Grimes ain't on this team anymore. RJ's not on this team anymore.
That could be why they destroyed them a week ago.
They're different.
Yeah, of course they are.
And they're better. So I think if Miami wins on Wednesday night, I think you're going to kill them. Like, I really do. I think you're going to be... I think you'll beat them in five if I had to make an official prediction before the game ever happens. And that's part of why I think Philly's so dangerous, because I don't have that same thought if the 76ers went on Wednesday. Okay. And that's why I'm surprised but not surprised that the majority of Knicks fans, not only based on this poll, but based on listening to this radio station, based on what Loogie has said, you guys don't want Miami. Meanwhile, I think you're better than
them. All right, so Miami in five real quickly. 76ers, Knicks in how many?
Excuse me?
76ers.
You're asking me that question?
Knicks and how many?
Not ready to say that yet. I don't have a strong enough feeling to say that. I'd be lying to you. I'm giving you a strong feeling because I have a strong feeling that if you play Miami, and it's certainly on the table, all the Heat need to do is win one freaking random game in a play-in game, I think you'll beat them in five. Mm. What happens if they play Philadelphia? I'll get back to you in a couple days.
All right. The thing with Miami, they have the best coach in the NBA. I don't think you could dispute that. They have a killer in Jimmy Butler, and they have alligator blood. They are cockroaches.
I understand.
They are just a pain in the ass to put down.
But you know what Philadelphia has now, too? Let's not leave this out. And a head coach,
I agree.
That's won something.
He has.
But Doc Rivers ain't there anymore,
fair
by
enough.
The way.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
No, no, of course. Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. I don't minimize that. I just think the Knicks are better. I think they're just a better team than the Miami Heat. Now, Miami's dirty. We all know how they play. We know how deadly Jimmy can be in the postseason. I'll give you all that. I just happen to think that if you played Miami, you will beat them. And that's why on Wednesday night when I'm in front of my TV, I'm rooting for the Sixers. Because I know that reality.
This is just like, I get the coalition.
That's the hater in
Evan. He's rooting for Philly.
That's the hater in Evan, by the
way. I didn't say I'm putting a jersey on, dude. I would never do that. I'm just saying I'd prefer they win. I think that'll be a better series. It'll be very entertaining.
Your fandom sucks. You realize that?
Because all my teams suck? Yes, thank you.
No, your fandom sucks because 2 days ago, you were going, let's go Knicks. Today, you're saying, or whenever the play in.
When did I say let's go Knicks, by the way?
You just said it.
Let's go Knicks.
You said it when you found out that the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh yeah.
Going to lose
because it was going to lead
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Because it was going to lead to a tougher matchup. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Decided to quit, and you were like, "Let's go Knicks." So now you're going, "Let's go Philly."
Yeah,
right.
You got to do that sometimes.
It sucks not having a team that you can say, "Let's go."
Well, I mean, you don't want me to get into that detail?
No, not at all.
I'm so glad their season's over.
Even though Budenholzer might be your coach.
I like that, by the way. Yeah. I endorse that. If Coach Bud is the next head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, I'm good with that. Now, let's never mention that basketball team again. Okay?
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. In Flint, Michigan. How you doing, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Peaky Evan, as always. Love the show.
Thank you, dude.
All right. Before I get into answering your question you're asking all these fans and stuff, Evan, first, I think we need to give credit to Loogie because – just like the Mets are getting this rally pimp going, I think the Knicks need to give credit to Loogie. We do have dudes, we have dogs, and we do damage. He needs to get credit for that. He called this a week and a half ago when we were sitting at the four seed.
Not only, Chris, did he call it, not only was he Mr. Dude, Dog, and Damage, I heard a random Loogie hour like months ago in which Loogie very calmly, and he never says anything calmly, says calmly into the microphone, we will be the 2 seed. And I laughed. And I was in the car. I was like, there's no way that's going to happen. And he nailed it. They got the 2 seed. Unfortunately, they got a booby prize.
Hold on. And I agreed with him because I knew it. Let me tell you now. Let's get back to that because I want to just say it. Loogie is the man, and I love everything he's been saying. He's a hardcore Knicks fan. That's how I feel. I feel the same way like you, Evan, about the Mets. All right. So of those 4 teams, who would I want to play? To me, all 4 of the teams are the same to me. They're faceless. We won. We got the 2 seed. We have home court. I don't think people want to come play there. From what I'm seeing through the TV, these big games at the Garden, my TV is shaking. I can only imagine what it's like there. I'm not going to have a fear. Like Loogie said, I don't care who you want to give us. I would rather play Philly. To be honest, who knows what's going to happen?
Chris.
Who knows what's going to happen when Philly and the Heat play Wednesday? Embiid could end up getting hurt.
Okay.
Then what are we going to hear?
Oh, well, then
we're going to hear excuses.
But Chris, then we're having a different discussion. No, there's no excuses. There's no excuses. Sports involves injuries. It happens. Sometimes teams lose because guys get hurt. I know that full well. Okay, I'm not making an excuse for Milwaukee when I say, hey, I think the Pacers are going to beat them in the first round. That's the reality.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, if Joel Embiid gets hurt or re-injures himself and that knee in the midst of a game against Miami, of course we're going to have a different opinion. If it's the Sixers without Joel Embiid, sure. Of course. So it's not an excuse. It's just the reality. And I think what you're doing right now is you're giving this tough guy, it doesn't matter who we face, nameless, faceless. Like, really, do we think that way?
No.
We really, like, if the Jets are in the playoffs, you think I'm going to come on here and say, I don't care who we play? Of course I'm going to have a preference. I'm not going to want to play the Kansas City Chiefs. That's just who we are as sports fans. It doesn't make you, like, less of a fan or less tough because you're admitting, hey, I think this matchup is better for us. It just makes you, I don't know, real. And right now, some of you guys are coming off like you're fake, like you're not even real.
I just think the Knicks fan doesn't care right now about who they play. They just believe that they're good enough to beat anybody.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, especially in seven games.
Jonathan and T-Neck has a great question. I'm glad he's asking it. Jonathan, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Chill.
First of all, I'm a huge Knicks fan, and Knicks fans, you guys are delusional if you don't agree with Evan here. Give me the Orlando Magic. But
thank
my
you.
Point
thank
is to Tiki. Tiki, as the professional athlete in the room, would you view it as like bulletin board material if a team chose you?
100%.
Like, the Magic earned the...
100%.
So why? So exactly. So as much as I wish we could choose the Orlando Magic, I wouldn't want to be like, hey, the Magic chose the Knicks, they earned the 5 seed, and they picked up. Like, I wouldn't want to view that as the Knicks. So, like, the 76ers are who we got. That's what the bad draw for us. Trust me, I wish we would play the Magic, but I wouldn't want that bulletin board material for the opponent.
No, you definitely don't want the bulletin board material. And it's, and especially because if the series gets off to a bad start and you pick them, mm-hmm. like, it's just now extra fuel for them. Right, they're just now even more galvanized. You picked us, and we're kicking your
okay,
ass.
Okay, but I want to counter with this, and I know it's not exactly the same, but I think it is similar. I will give you two occasions locally, right here in New York City, in which teams clearly sat guys and clearly intended to lose to get a different seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One was the New York Islanders. The New York Islanders did that when they finally got out of the first round for the first time in a million years, when they purposely lost and didn't play guys so they could be matched up with the Florida Panthers in the first round of the playoffs. And guess what happened? They beat them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The Brooklyn Nets did the exact same thing. They did not want to play the Chicago Bulls the year after losing to them in 7. They dropped down to 6. They played the Toronto Raptors in the first round, and they beat them in 7. And you can mark my words, the Panthers and the Raptors knew exactly what was going on. They didn't need the GM to make it official. They knew it. So I'm not denying that you wouldn't take it personal. What I am denying is that it would impact the results. Who cares how pissed off
right.
Paolo Banchero is? Do you think it's going to make him better? Do you think it's going to cause the Magic to beat you?
No, no. But it does give just a little extra incentive. That's all I'm saying. And that may not mean anything. Because ultimately, in 7 games, the cream rises to the top, right? Obviously, that's mm-hmm. that's a cliche. But at the end of the day, if you have a bad day and they get some momentum, it's like you picked it. It's like you self-inflicted the wound.
Well, but also,
that's the only bad thing about it.
Also, everybody would be picking it. Like, this would just be the way sports would become.
Yeah,
I do think it's inevitable, by the way. And the reason I think it's inevitable is because it's already been floated. The fact that baseball started thinking about it, the NBA's been thinking about it. A lot of times there are these crazy ideas.
Yeah, no way the NFL ever does it.
No, no, I don't think it makes sense for the NFL. I don't think it'll ever happen in the NFL. I don't think it'll ever happen in the NHL. Mm. I think baseball was thinking about it in a desperation form of, hey, this would really spark things. Imagine that TV show.
Interest.
Right. Yeah. I think in the NBA it works more so because, A, it makes sense. You're seeing it with this year's format, not just the Knicks, but look at Denver, look at OKC, look at Boston, look who's in the play-in tournament. And then also that it would just be compelling TV for everything you're saying. Imagine how locked in we would be on Friday night.
I know.
Imagine Tom Thibodeau having to make the decision.
Dude, I'm not disagreeing with the premise of the idea. I just think that Knicks fans don't think they need it.
I'm not saying you need anything. I'm saying it's better. Imagine Tom Thibodeau walking up to that podium on Friday night. Orlando came out. And just like mumbles it and leaves. That's basically what he would do. Brian's calling from New Jersey. What's up, Brian?
Evan, I love, love, love your idea.
Thank you.
First one.
It checks all the boxes. Yes. Rewards winning, right? Which
yep.
would be the primary focus of any league. It increases drama, which increases viewership and fandom. And it limits manipulation.
Yes.
Which in the era of legalized gambling and gambling scandals, why would you want people to be able to manipulate their opponent by losing?
That's a great point. And I didn't even think about that aspect of it, Brian, but I put on the end of the Cleveland game because I don't know how many people were locked in, and thank you for the call, on what that could have meant for the Knicks. So I'll spell it out real quick because it was extreme. If Cleveland had beaten Charlotte, which they should have, the Knicks' win or loss would have even been bigger. Mm-hmm. If they won, they were going to get the 2 seed, which is the scenario you saw. But if they lost, they were going to actually drop to 4. And why that would have mattered was even if you had a better first-round matchup, you would have been in line to take on Boston in the second round of the playoffs, which you could absolutely argue with me, Evan, screw the first-round matchup. I can't deal being in line with Boston. But because Cleveland laid down the way they did, it was just 2 or 3 on the line. And I think he brings up a good point. The Knicks did everything right yesterday. I commend Tom Thibodeau. I commend him that he said, let's just go in, screw it.
Yeah.
The Cavaliers did everything wrong, and that's not good for sport.
No, it's not. The Cavaliers did everything wrong for themselves and for their fans, and then also ultimately for them.
Yeah.
Right? Because they have to, they're in the Boston bracket now. But Tom Thibodeau, probably fearing that, is why he played it so hard. So you made a point earlier, and I think it's, I don't know if anybody's even asked it. I listened to his press conference. I've never listened to post-game press conferences, and I was waiting for someone to ask, right, did you know?
That's a key question. Like, did you know, Tom, what was on the line in the overtime?
And he kind of just sloughed it off. So I don't think he knew. And so it was just, let's just play. Let's just go win. Because if we lose, we could be back in the Boston bracket.
I know it's not exactly the same, but when we were at the Islander game the other night, and obviously the circumstances have changed a little bit in terms of where the Islanders are playoff-wise. Mm-hmm. They needed a point against Montreal. They needed a point. And I remember saying to Sean, do they get conservative now here in the final few minutes just to make sure they go to overtime? Don't F around. Don't risk losing in regulation where you get nothing. And then obviously once you're in overtime, you already got the point. You got that in the bag. Yeah. Balls to the wall, try to win. And we were both agreeing, they've kind of have to. Like, you have to know where you are playoff-wise and know what's best for you. Now, that's not exactly the same because I'm not talking about matchups or manipulating. We're just talking about knowing what gets me to the postseason, mm-hmm. what gets me that best route to the postseason. If I had to guess, I don't think Tom Thibodeau had any idea, and I think it was by design.
Yeah.
Because I think Tom probably told his staff, we're going to play to win. And wherever it falls, it falls.
Right.
And that's what you love about this team, is that mentality that they don't play like that. They're not going to like take a dive. They're not going to take a loss. They're going to try to win every single game. That's what you love about
it. By the way, I agree with you. I commend the Knicks, and I think the Cavaliers showed you, not that it's your problem, because you won't be matched up with them. Mark my words, you'll never see them again. Especially when Donovan Mitchell's on a different team next year. Go to Brooklyn, baby. That's a part of why they're them, and you're you. And I mean that. There's a reason why the Cavs are the Cavs, and you know what I mean by that, and you're the Knicks. There's a reason why you're dogs and they're pussycats. There's a damn good reason for that.
And that's why I don't want to pick the Orlando Magic, because the Cavs would pick the Magic.
Say that one more time.
What? The Cavs would pick the Magic because they're soft, Charmin, and the Knicks aren't. Bring on the Sixers.
So you're
and if they lose, no one's going to cry. The Knicks fans are not going to cry.
So picking opponent, your strategy, which you did not reveal until 25 minutes later, maybe you had more time to think about it, is based on looking at the future of the bracket and not as much who you'd rather play in the first round if you got to pick your first round opponent.
It's both. It's getting through Philadelphia and it getting easier after that. And it's also not running and hiding from a team like Philly who has an injured superstar.
Interesting. Let's go to Dre at Brooklyn. How you doing, Dre?
Hey, how are you? Big fan of you guys. Tiki, man. I see you all the time at the Wawa. I won't call you out on it, but I have a real great point real quick.
Yes.
How are we not?
Wawa has great lunch, man. Stop it, bro.
How are we not mentioning the best two players in that arena? Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley haven't been mentioned as a threat.
These of course he's a threat. Of course.
Mind in sports history. Eric Spoelstra grew up in a video room.
I got you.
You don't think he's playing in the Knicks out already? We're in trouble, guys. If we want the Heat, we're in trouble.
No, it's not.
My own daughter, Vianna, could tell you guys that. Love you guys. Keep it up.
Appreciate you, Jerry. We're not diminishing how good and what kind of impact Eric Spoelstra can have. I mean, he outcoached Tom Thibodeau in the postseason a year ago, so it's not about putting them overall down. It's look at the Sixers roster, look at the Heat's roster, and then tell me which one do you think is tougher? Which opponent do you think is tougher? Which matchup will cause more issues for this Knicks roster? And to me, it's Philadelphia. It doesn't mean Eric Spoelstra is a non-factor. He's the best coach in the league. Now, I happen to think what Philadelphia has now coaching is a little different than what we saw the last couple of years in Nick Nurse, who has coached a team to an NBA championship. Granted, there were a lot of circumstances that led to it. Bottom line was, It still happened. So, yeah, Eric Spoelstra provides that advantage that Miami has. But the Joel Embiid factor, which cannot be diminished, is what, to me, would scare me the most about the Sixers, and which makes them a very unusual first-round opponent.
As I thought about last week when we were talking about this, the Knicks have bodies they can throw at Joel Embiid, frustrate the hell out of them.
And
they
send him to the line and get into foul trouble.
Exactly.
Yes.
Get into foul trouble, send him to the line, play four out. They do it all the time. You put shooters on the court. You negate his defensive ability if he even is focused on that. And you make it difficult for him and let everybody else try to beat you.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Philadelphia, I've been given this thought in the last 12 hours.
Yeah.
If the Sixers win on Wednesday and we get the Knicks against the Sixers in the postseason for the first time since 1989, if you guys want, I think we make a road trip. I think we walk into the belly of the beast. By the way, I've done it before. I've done it for my basketball team when they played Philadelphia back in 2019, when they played Philadelphia a year ago. Both times did not work out well for me. But I am willing, as a proud New Yorker, to show my fellow New Yorkers my pride by walking into that building. Are you with me?
I'm in on one condition.
Oh, wait, you weren't invited. Sorry, Sean. I'm just kidding. Fine.
I have a good condition.
What's that?
We get a good group tailgate, and we light a Saquon jersey on fire in that parking lot.
Oh, jeez. I'm not doing that.
I refuse.
We're not cross-mingling the sports, okay? No. This is a business trip. Are you in, Loogie?
I am in.
Big tough guy?
Now, I don't look forward to staying at the Eskins' house. Hopefully, they cook good breakfast, but
we're not even going to see the Eskins.
Well, why would you stay overnight?
What are you talking about? They're like the mayor of Philadelphia. They're everywhere. They'll be front and center. You're trying to get attention.
You don't have to stay down there.
No, we're going to stay over.
No, we're coming back. Yeah, after the game, we drive back. Come on, what are you talking about? Stay in Philadelphia. What? Why would you ever want to spend more time in Philly than you have to?
Well, we could stay outside of Philly, too, Jersey. We got to trek all the way back and listen to the Rico Bronya podcast.
Yes. We can listen to whatever Tiki wants to listen to.
Right. Tiki's not coming, I don't think.
You don't think Tiki would come?
I don't know. I don't think he'd want to go down there. I mean, maybe, actually, you know what? Maybe he would come.
Tiki's more likely to go to Philly than Long Island.
That's true.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm kind of
sick. Sean, you're joking, but you're right. It's easier. It's much easier to get to Philly than to go on the island.
I also think there's a disrespect at Tiki Barber that's got to stop. I heard you say it. I heard BT warn me about this. The idea that, like, Tiki doesn't want to go out to events. Tiki goes to more events than anybody at the station outside of me and McPherson. That's it. He's been out at these games. He's been to Yankee games. He's been to Knick games. He's been to a freaking Nets game. Like, for you, Loogie, to dismiss it.
Although I left with 3 minutes ago.
That is true.
let's be clear. This is not an event. This is you, Evan, driving us down to Philly there and back. I know how this is going to go. Tiki has not done this yet with you.
Like, how's it going to go? We're going to go to a playoff game.
Right. What's the problem?
Yeah, you don't want to do it?
But he left 3 minutes early from the other game we went to.
No, I wouldn't leave that one.
No, he's not leaving a playoff.
No, you can't leave. You wouldn't have a choice.
No,
not driving.
No. Tiki knows the rules. If we
I will drive you. Drive you in my electric vehicle.
If you had told 9-year-old Tommy Lugauer that Tiki Barber would be driving me down to Philly to see a Knick playoff game.
We'll take two cars then, because I'm driving too.
No charging station at Tony Luke's, by the way.
I can't wait for this. New York Philly will be a lot of fun. It's just so unique to me that the Sixers and the Knicks just haven't played. Like, it's kind of like the Mets and the Phillies. Like, we don't have a history. 1989.
Wow.
It was a Knicks sweep. The other three times, Philly beat them all every single time, but it was a million years ago. Like, there's no relevance to us other than, hey, this is the history. But it's kind of like Mets-Phillies. Mets-Phillies, obviously, being in the same division had a lot to do with that, with the playoff format, but we don't have a playoff history against each other either.
It feels like a massive rivalry.
Yeah.
But it's not really a postseason rivalry.
We just haven't had it. Like, my team's had a rivalry with Philly.
Yeah,
no, which is why Lukey can't believe I'm going to be rooting for the Sixers.
I mean, I think in this situation, you could...
I could what?
Band together with your fellow New York City brethren.
Come on, dude.
You could ditch the dopey coalition that's you and 17 Net fans.
Including
for
Spike.
One series and just band together with Knicks fans.
No.
Actually, you know what? The more I think about it, we don't want you on our side. You're on mush anyway.
You don't want my mushiness.
Yeah, drive yourself. I drive Sean and Lukey.
I think that's a great idea.
Shotgun.
We'll get to the NBA scandal that occurred yesterday. Plus, Sean Morash texted our boss, except it wasn't our boss. We'll explain what happened. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Plus, a lot of baseball to get to. And coming up at 4 o'clock, we give you the debut, the first four entries that made the top 20 of the Evan and Tiki Present New York Top 20, the greatest draft picks in New York sports history. I was faced with a dilemma this morning. I didn't know what to do, so I had choice A and choice B. Sean Morash texted me this morning to say, quote, do you have Ryan's number? So in my brain, I'm thinking, Ryan, who do I know that's named Ryan? I know Adam Eaton P., who's in our fantasy baseball league. And obviously Sean and Tiki are new to our fantasy baseball league. So I figured, all right, we're 2 weeks into the season. Sean wants to make a trade. Okay, he's reaching out for Ryan's phone number. So I supplied him with Ryan's phone number. I quickly realized that he was trying to send the customary kiss-ass text to our new boss. And congratulations to him, Ryan Hurley. I don't know much about him, but I already know he's 50 times better than Spike. So we're already off to a fantastic start, right?
Stop hating on Spike. He hasn't even left the building yet.
Whatever. Sooner the better. So I inform Ryan you may be getting a text message soon from a kiss-ass. So Sean Morash texted Adam Eaton P., also named Ryan, thinking he was our new boss. Would you like to take a listen?
Yes. Oh, hold on. You're going to read the actual text?
Ryan, this... Yeah, is there anything wrong with that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Ryan's okay with it. And by Ryan, I don't mean our boss, because he wasn't involved in this.
I had no idea you had a friend named Ryan until today either.
Ryan, you're not in on the Mets chat, like
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, Tiki knew about
I
this.
Probably should have warned you. I'm sorry. I just laughed at you.
No, that was a test, and I'm glad you didn't warn him. Because Tiki's in the text chat, in which I warned Ryan about the incoming Ryan text, and Tiki kept his mouth shut.
I just chuckled a little.
Wow. Ron Dane would have told me.
Hey, Ryan, this is Sean Morash. Congrats. Absolutely awesome to get a dream job. Looking forward to working with you. Have heard nothing but good things. This is where Sean got humorous. I apologize in advance if you're a Jets and or Islanders fan. Ha, ha, ha. Love that you're a Long Island guy, too. So what do you think of that kiss-ass text to start?
I mean, it's a good way to meet somebody.
Yeah. Before you continue, this is not kiss-assing-ness. It's the right thing to do when somebody new gets hired at your place of work is to reach out.
He doesn't know anybody here, except for I've known him for a long time because I used to do stuff on ESPN radio back in the day.
So you knew him.
Of course.
Very nice.
And I just heard him mention me a half an hour earlier on Boomer and Geo, so that doubly made me feel like it was the right thing to do.
Hey, Sean, thanks for reaching out. Excited for what lies ahead this year.
This is not our boss.
No, this is Ryan, who's being very truthful with everything he says. He's excited for what lies ahead this year. I'm a Long Island guy and proud of it for sure. By the way, very true. Me and Ryan went to high school together. I'm a Rangers Giant fan, so we're good. By the way, Ryan, Adam Eaton P., Ryan McGee is his full name. Give him a shout out. He's a Ranger Giant fan, all true. Let me know if you have any suggestions for me. Huh. So Sean writes back, sounds good to me. Looking forward to meeting you. Let's go continue to kick ass. Ryan writes back, likewise. I plan on always kicking ass. What moves interest you? So now Sean gets that message. What moves interest you? He's in a very tricky spot.
Right.
Because he could say, I don't know, firing Evan interests me. Can I have his job?
Which did. I couldn't reach. I could say that, but of course that interested
me. That was going through your mind. Instead, Sean writes back, moves? Stationwide? Well, right now, the only thing interesting me is Heedle getting back on the ice.
Good answer.
As you were talking to your boss.
As if you were, yeah, right. Ryan writes back, Heedle would have been a huge move. I mean, you and Tiki as the newcomers might be looking to make a move. So just curious, what are you thinking? And at this point, he still has no idea. Oh, haha. Honestly, we're still building something I think is strong. The three of us and then Tommy each bring something different to the table.
And then Tommy.
I think we're where we are. I think Smack I him. Like where we are and where we're headed. Then he goes on to say, I agree. In the first full year, it takes time to build something sustainable. He's talking about the team.
It's baseball.
What do you think of Evan's iron fist rules and power trips? I heard some really don't agree with it. Now he's referring to me as the commissioner because I make a lot of rules. At that point, Sean, did you realize that maybe you weren't talking to the new boss?
I thought I was talking to the new boss. I realized three texts earlier I wasn't talking to the new boss alone.
Yeah, his response is, tell Chris I said hello, Ryan. So he thinks it's the architect telling him to send that.
That's right out of his playbook. Hey, tell Sean this, tell Sean that.
Right.
Yeah, this was very enjoyable. So when did you realize that you were talking to a fantasy manager and not the new boss?
About a minute or two later, where my iPhone and Apple finally ingested that this guy's name was Ryan, insert last name here, and not Ryan Hurley, and I said, ooh.
Oh, so your phone actually corrected it? Because you already had Ryan's name in your phone?
Yeah, I had then saved it as Ryan Hurley, and then it said, actually, contact name suggestion, Ryan this. And I went,
your phone does that.
Bam.
So if you can share your name when you text somebody.
Right.
Or you can have it set up so it automatically shares your name. So it'll tell you when someone texts you, you don't know, oh, what number is this? Oh, likely whoever.
Does this teach you a valuable lesson, Sean?
Yeah, don't trust you.
No,
I didn't do anything wrong. I was actually doing the right thing.
You asked for Ryan's number. He gave you Ryan's number.
The guy was just on our morning show hired as the boss. This doofus knew exactly who I was talking
about. Actually, in the morning, like besides taking my kids to school, I wasn't listening to the radio. Sometimes I do. I listen to Boomer and Geo a lot, but I wasn't listening. And then I was building my fantasy team for the day. So when you text me about Ryan, guess what was on my mind?
Think about that.
What?
A morning in which you couldn't turn without text messages and tweets and everything about us announcing our new boss, whose name is Ryan, and your mind was on, do I make a move for freaking Dylan Tate? I mean, come on. What are we talking about?
You know what his mind was on? This is a perfect bit.
No, I swear to God, it wasn't. I promise you. I wasn't even thinking about the radio. I was thinking of, who the hell does he mean by Ryan? Oh, he probably means Ryan McGee's in our fantasy league.
And the worst part is, I cut off a conversation with my daughter. Oh. I told her to go away as my dad was picking up for school because Ryan had just answered me and I wanted to focus on texting him.
Oh, my God.
So my 4-year-old didn't even get to say, I love you to daddy today.
I love how he tries to turn this on me. I love it. Let's go to Josh in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Not much. I wanted to just get my opinion on whatever you guys were talking about with the Knicks and who they want to face and who the blah, 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 blah. Over the last few years, I was the same way. I was thinking, oh, we need this matchup. We need that matchup, whatever. Even back when I was a fan of Patrick and all of them back in the day, I was thinking the same exact thing because we always had these crazy battles with Miami and Indiana and everybody. It just feels different now. Having someone on the team like Jalen Brunson, because this dude's been put down his entire career, and he's always elevated above and beyond what everybody thought he was going to do from high school, college, to being drafted in the second round. Now with this dude on the team, I just don't feel like it matters. I feel like it's better for them to be the underdog in all these series because he's just going to elevate it beyond what people think is going to happen.
Interesting, interesting. Well, look, here's the funny thing. I think if you beat Philadelphia in the first round, you're not going to be an underdog in the second round. I don't think you'll be an underdog against a Giannis-less Milwaukee or an underdog against Indiana. I don't think that occurs. And here's the beautiful thing. Like, it's not a knock on Jalen Brunson or a knock on what the Knicks have accomplished to say a better first-round opponent would be Team B or Team C, as opposed to the team that you're lined up to play. Now, there was something else that happened in the NBA yesterday. We'll get back to your calls in a second. But I think this was important, and everybody got a good laugh out of it. And you could tell me, Tiki, if I'm being too serious about it, because I do think it's serious. I'm not joking. And that is the fact that Boban Marjanovic, who is...
I saw this story.
A George Murison-looking big man who I've never loved, mainly from his Philadelphia days when it was the Toby and Bobby show, also with the Clippers. But he went to the free throw line yesterday in an 8-point game with 4.5 minutes to go. And this clip has gone viral because of what I'm about to describe. He went to the free throw line. It's an 8-point game. It's 4.5 minutes to go. The game did not have much on the line in terms of standings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make that clear. There was no seating on the line, but it was an NBA game.
Yes.
It's a basketball game that, you know, people bet on and people watch and people are witnessing. And the LA Clippers, the home team, have a promotion, which is not unusual. A lot of teams have this promotion where if a visiting player misses both of their free throws in the fourth quarter, you get something for free. I know in Brooklyn, as a season ticket holder, it's McDonald's fries. Like, if a guy misses two free throws on the opponent's team, not only does Mr. Whammy go crazy, but we get, like, free fries at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
The crowd loves it. So Bobby goes to the line, tries to make his free throw, misses it. Misses the first free throw. And now the crowd gets excited about his second free throw. Knowing what's on the line, if Bobby misses the free throw, guess what? Everyone gets free chicken. Here's the broadcast, and you could hear how this went down.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to the Beaumont's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
So everybody's celebrating that Bobby gave out free chicken because he clearly missed the free throw on purpose.
Right.
And I understand in the moment thinking that's really awesome and badass and always a man of the people.
Right.
But you can't, bro. It's an NBA game that people bet on.
Okay. Who cares about the betting? They have a in stadium promotion.
Come on.
That people are cheering for
you
him.
You can't have players
give us
throwing
the chicken.
Games. You can't have players throwing games or throwing points.
He wasn't throwing the game.
Dude, he missed a free throw on purpose.
Okay. That happens often.
No, it happens often when you need to miss a free throw to win the game. This had nothing to do with the game. This had to do with chicken.
It had no bearing on the outcome of the game.
Well, we didn't know that at the time. It was an 8-point game with 4.5 minutes to go. And what have you bet on the over or under around Booby?
Well, that's your fault. That's your fault.
Tiki.
I'm serious. I am not going to stand on a mountaintop and scream for the rights of the gambler. Sorry.
Why not? They're people, too.
Of course they are. But
you can't be in bed with the gambling companies.
Bingo.
You can't. By the way, it's not just a straight-up spread. There's a million ways to gamble, and they all might be degenerate, alternate spreads, all of this stuff. And you're right. You know, to each his own. But when you place a bet, you're honestly placing money with the expectation that players will not score on purpose.
Have you watched the NBA?
I understand.
When have you seen a guy not score on purpose?
I forget not scoring. I'm talking about giving a you-know-what. There's a lot of NBA games where guys play like they don't care.
That's far different, though, dude.
How?
Because
it's just a level of giving a you-know-whatness. That's all it is.
But lack of effort is different than saying, oh, I got a great idea. I'm
no,
going to purposely.
Not. If you're playing a game and a guy is just dogging it, like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to let you score because I don't feel like playing defense tonight. And that you had a prop bet on that player, the offensive player who's being defended by this guy who doesn't care, to go over 30 points, and he scores 50, right? Like,
no,
how's that different?
I'll tell you why, because I think that's human nature. That's certain guys don't compete on a night-in-night-out basis. Bobby missed a free throw on purpose.
Is human nature in an entertainment venue while you are the actual actor on the stage, on the court, to entertain the crowd? Are you not entertained? You want chicken? I'm giving you chicken.
I can't believe as an athlete you support this.
Of course I support this.
Well, so let me ask you a question. No, I'm serious now.
They would never do this in football.
Well, let's say they did. Let's say if a running back fumbles, they're going to give everybody free french fries.
They would never do it in football. You know why?
They don't need to.
Well, they don't need to, but every play matters in football. Any play out of 140 plays, or whatever, however many the average is, any play can be the play that determines the game.
Mm-hmm.
In basketball, there are 80 plays that mean absolutely nothing.
Well, you can't say every play means absolutely nothing. What if it was a 1-point game? How could you say it means nothing?
But it's not.
Well, it was an 8-point game with 4.5 minutes to go. We don't know how the game's going to end.
You don't play every play in the NBA like it means something.
I get that, but how is that the same as a guy purposely missing a free throw so a bunch of fat people in L.A. can have more chicken? How is that okay?
They could have just been hungry. They didn't have to be fat. Why you got to disparage people?
Because you got me angry. I apologize. People in L.A. are not fat.
They want free chicken.
But why does he have to give it to them?
Because he was playing up to the crowd.
I'm
giving you free chicken.
I'm sorry. This is a problem.
How is this a problem?
Because an NBA player placating to the crowd missed a free throw on purpose.
Yes.
So that they, the fans, could have free chicken.
Were you not entertained by it?
I was appalled by it.
No, you weren't.
Appalled is a little bit too strong.
No, you weren't.
I'm not appalled by it. I can see how this is an issue. Because I think what you have to think about is the bigger picture and not just
gambling.
This individual.
Because gambling.
The NBA, much like every other sport, has decided to be in bed with gambling, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I do gambling reads. I bet myself. You cannot have individual athletes manipulating results based on feeding people in L.A. a chicken, or as they say in pro wrestling, to get a cheap pop. Because that's all Bobby got in L.A., a cheap pop from a bunch of people in L.A. who have no idea who he is. I'm sorry, that's a problem.
Well,
and if
now.
It's not a problem today, it'll be a problem in 3 years.
How many of those free chickens were redeemed?
What do you think? You think I counted it?
I'm just asking. How many do you think? Probably like 10%, 20%. They forgot right after that.
I got a big problem with We're going to unveil the top 20 New York draft picks of all time beginning at 4 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that every day at 4 o'clock. You can bet the NBA play-in tournament with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. You could parlay a first basket score, like whoever you want, mix it with a few other things, and win some money, courtesy of FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Evan. FanDuel.com/Evan. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is also the official partner of WFAN. 21 and over, physically present in New York. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable. Bonus bets expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute. So what do you know? The Lakers go all in. They win 11 of their last 14. They lock up the number 8 slot, and they're in the play-in tournament. At least you're in. Well, you're in the play-in. That's the good news. The bad news is you play the Pelicans, who are even slight favorites. Now the worst news. If you beat them, which is no lock, your reward for that is the defending champs, the Nuggets. I'm Jim Rome.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler. For the ride of life.
This is Tiki Barber. If you live in New Jersey, your electricity rates are going up. If your current cooling system is over 15 years old, get ahead of that rate increase now with a new high-efficiency Carrier AC system. There's only one company to call to upgrade. My friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's air conditioning experts for decades. Take it from me. You'll save money and stay cooler. These guys are experts. Contact my friends at EdisonHVAC.com. That's EdisonHVAC.com.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Don't let foot pain stop you from enjoying life. Visit the Good Feet Store today for a free fitting and test walk and experience the Good Feet feeling for yourself.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to place same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance to win a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to availability requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Batter up. Baseball season is in full swing, and the Jeep brand is back with the hottest roster yet, offering both innovative technology and luxury. The 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe and Wrangler 4xe are primed and ready to be this season's heaviest hitters. The Grand Cherokee has a track record for success, while the Wrangler 4xe is sure to get the crowd on their feet. It's America's best-selling plug-in hybrid with three different driving modes. It's the same legendary capability you love, electrified. Visit Jeep.com and hurry to your local Jeep dealer today. And right now, well-qualified current FCA lessees get an ultra-low mileage lease on the 2024 Jeep Wrangler Willys 4xe for $319 a month for 36 months with $3,979 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Based on 2022 CYQ4 sales, JD Power retail sales data. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Stellantis Financial. Current vehicle vehicle must be registered at least 30 days prior to lease. Extra charge for miles over 22,500. Includes 7,500 EV cap cost reduction. Not all customers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4/30/24. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mostly clear tonight and a mild one, too, with temps in the low 50s.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half.
9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Getting engaged will be one of the most exciting times of your life, and the winning team at London Jewelers is there to help you pop the big question. The cutting-edge technology and trained professionals at London Jewelers can help you select a ring from their 2x London collection or design the absolute perfect ring to fit within everyone's budget. So whether you're starting out or starting over, why not let the engagement experts at London Jewelers help you out? Visit London Jewelers at any one of their 7 locations, including Americana Manhasset and the mall at Short Hills.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Now, I can't confirm this because I ran down the hall to try to get confirmation from the big bosses around here, so I can't come here, Tiki, with confirmation. But I just read a story, and I unfortunately trust Andrew Marchand. I do. So when I read this story, it's probably true, but I tell you, as an FAN worker, I can't confirm it myself, so I will read it to you. This hits me very, very hard. No joke aside, I love this man, and this just makes me sad, that's for sure. The legendary voice of the Yankees, John Sterling, is planning to hold a news conference on Friday where he is expected to announce plans for his future. There is an expectation among Yankees and FAN officials that he will retire because of health concerns, according to people with direct knowledge of the situation. The team and the station have left it up to Sterling, leaving the possibility he could change his mind. And then there's a quote from John. "We're going to have a press conference to do everything on Friday," Sterling said. Sterling declined to confirm that he will retire and has been famously reluctant to do so. He's not scheduled to call a game until Friday in the Bronx against the Tampa Bay Rays. He had already cut back the amount of road games he is doing this year. John didn't call the last 6 games. We knew about that. The only thing we were told is that there were some health issues. So that's all we know. But, man, I freaking love John Sterling. And I think anyone who listens knows how we feel about him. We played all his home run clips to honor the start of the baseball season. And, look, the guys who are filling in have done a great job. But John's voice is like, to me, my age, is synonymous with the Yankees. He is the Phil Rizzuto of my time. And the idea that he has called his last game, if this is true, and I reluctantly, but I understand that Marchand is usually right with this crap, that saddens me as a baseball fan. I love John. He's one of the greats, man, and it sucks that he may never call another Yankee game again.
He is also 85 years old. We kind of forget that. And we don't forget it because we hear it in his voice a little bit, and you know, some of the moments where he's forgetful or can't see, and we kind of make light of that. It's actually part of the fabric of his call is the uniqueness into which it comes about. And obviously his relationship with Susan Waldman has been, it's legendary. And he's going to be missed if this is the end for John Sterling, that's for sure. But we won't know until Friday, until they announce this. I know that you efforted it with the architect, and we got nothing out of this, but we can only report on the story. Marshawn is usually right about these things.
Yes,
he always is dialed in. Justin Shackle, Emmanuel Babari, those are the two who filled in the last
And they've
six
done a great
games.
Job, by the way. I'm happy for those guys.
It's just a different call. It sounds different.
I love John. And if this is true, if this happens and there's a press conference on Friday, I can guarantee you this, and Lugie's not going to be happy with what I'm about to say. I am going to go through the archives and find the greatest John Sterling calls to honor his legacy as broadcaster. And I don't just mean the home run calls. I'm going to go through everything. Because John, he's not thrilled with one specific call he had. He spoke to Joe and I about this years ago, and I think he's dead wrong. I think he's wrong. And that was the home run hit by a pitcher against the Mets during that crazy game when he was broadcasting for the Braves. Who was the pitcher again? Rick Wise? Who was the crappy pitcher who couldn't hit? I apologize. It was before my time.
Rick, so why is he not happy with the call?
He didn't think it was a good call.
What do you mean?
And I'm like, John.
It sounded bad.
It was amazing. I'm going to play that for you if this story is true, and we'll go through some of these great calls. You will listen to it and say, what's he talking about? It's one of the great calls of all time.
All right.
He is such a great broadcaster. I know that everyone thinks of the home runs now. He's more than just the home runs. He's the talk show while doing a Yankee game, which I've also loved. So, Lukey, get ready for that. If this is true, we are definitely going to go through. I think top 100 John Sterling calls. Is that too many?
For John, anything.
Top 100. You okay with that, T?
Of course, I'm okay with it.
Top 100. So, best of wishes to John Sterling if this story is true. To me, I'm a 40-year-old man. He is the voice of the New York Yankees.